The President of the European Commission has said that the EU is preparing further countermeasures in response to Donald Trump's threat of 30% tariffs on European goods entering the United States from the 1st of August. The move by the US President has angered EU negotiators who are working on a trade deal with the United States. Here, there is significant concern about the impact of President Trump's announcement on Irish businesses, workers and the economy. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin urged both sides to keep talking. The Taoiseach Simon Harris said that the latest threats were regrettable, and the Minister for Enterprise Peter Burke said a 30% tariff would be devastating for the agri-food and drink sector. The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, was asked about the EU's response at a press conference in the past half hour.
So we have, as you know, a two-track approach. It's very important. We have always been very clear that we prefer a negotiated solution. This remains the case, and we will use the time that we have now till the 1st of August. And on the second track, since the very beginning, we have worked and now are ready to respond with countermeasures. We've prepared for this, and we can respond with countermeasures if necessary. So this two-track approach pays off because we are prepared.
We'll get more government reaction in a moment when we speak with the Transport Minister, Dara O'Brien. But first, let us talk to Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of the Business Representative Group, IBEC. Danny McCoy, welcome to the programme. Thank you for joining us. What is your reaction to this threat, which emerged yesterday, of a 30% tariff now being put on the table by Donald Trump?
Well, look, this is very unprecedented that a president of the United States would do this. But we're obviously getting used to Donald Trump's approach, but it's still incredibly disruptive and particularly bad faith as well, you know, given that the EU and lots of countries have gone in with goodwill to try and negotiate a trade deal. Even if I thought it was a bad idea, Europe seemed to be accepting that 10% might be an appropriate baseline that we could live with. But just as we're trying to get that deal done to kind of pull a stunt effectively, that's what's been done this weekend, to just pick a number out of the air, just like the numbers were plucked out of the air for the reciprocal tariffs back on so-called Liberation Day. I think it just makes world order and world trade organizational principles are thrown out the window. So I think the ones who will suffer most ultimately, the medium term, will be the United States.
Okay, but there will be consequences too for individual Irish companies if this 30% tariff goes ahead. Will it result in job losses? Will it threaten the survival of some of the companies?
So the Economic and Social Research Institute did a scenario of 25% tariff on both goods and services a few months ago. And it's important to say that services are not being included here at the moment, and services constitute about 60% of our exports. But nonetheless, 40% of our trade comes from goods. And at the moment, those goods that are covered by the tariffs as we know today, not the prospective ones, constitute about a quarter of those. So only about 10% of our exports at the moment are covered by the kind of so-called Trump reciprocal tariffs. And so for individual sectors, this can be really significant. The Minister for Enterprise mentioned agri-food. They're particularly important because they're pretty much high volume activity but low margin. And also they're a matter of taste, so that with a tariff on this side of the Atlantic, you know, producers have a choice. You could pass on that tariff in full to the US consumers. And then depending on how sensitive the US consumers are to that price increase, will they reduce dramatically their consumption? And so there's a lot here to say what companies will be affected. But there's no doubt in that ESRI scenario of 25% across both, it was about a 3% hit to our economic activity, 3% to our employment, which, you know, is about 80 to 100,000 jobs. It's a lot.
80 to 100,000 jobs. So that is just for the tariffs. Then you've got the EU countermeasures. And you heard Ursula von der Leyen saying further countermeasures are now being considered on top of what's already on the table. Is that the right course of action? Are these countermeasures likely to make any difference?
So look, as we said, tariffs are a really bad idea. They really make everybody worse off, ultimately, because they're just a tax on foreigners. And from the European side, if we retaliate, Retaliation will punish ourselves as well, because we tend to focus on the exports on this. So we're looking in the Trump 30% today on European exporters, but that's going to impact US importers as well. They're going to be really discommoded by this as well. He's hurting his own people. Similarly, if the Europeans retaliate and put a tariff on US exports, their imports coming into the European zone, that's going to affect lots of businesses here. So, but tactically, if we were to just say, that's okay, we won't retaliate, you can put 30% tariffs on us, that's a very unfair playing field, because that means that US companies will have the advantage of trading into the EU without tariffs, and our exporters, our firms,
and
we know
that's not going to happen, because the EU has said it will. It is preparing countermeasures and it is prepared to use them. So what is the effect of all of this now going to be then on the Irish economy and on the jobs market going forward?
Well, look, tariffs ultimately can be got around, because you just you change your supply chains, you change the price points going in here. Tariffs ultimately leave you worse off, but you find ways around them. But you're obviously getting lower margin business and so on. It's not catastrophic in the medium term. It's just really bad for everybody. The bigger differences, I think, we probably need to come on to after these tariffs, is around investment, around the whole issue around corporate taxation, about non-tariff barriers, particularly in the digital side, how Europe has been handling digital companies, which were primarily US. And the other bit that's really important that we have to factor in is that Europe is encumbered here. We're encumbered by the fact that we don't have a strong defense position. And the US is actually, we're dependent upon the US to protect us right now from Russian aggression on the eastern seaboard. So we're weaker in Europe than we'd like to be. And I think ultimately, in the medium term, Europe will have to address its security, resilience and defence. And I think that's ultimately going to be what Donald Trump and his antics have really put in motion.
And just finally then, what response are you looking for your members from the Irish government? I mean, are you looking at, are you asking for state supports in the short term, while companies perhaps have to reposition themselves if they're no longer able to access the US market?
I think that's right across Europe. We really need a focus on finding alternative markets, and so striking trade deals with big blocs like India, for instance, will be really important. But in the short term, if there are some sectors that can't immediately respond, I'm thinking of the drinks industry in particular here. The Irish whiskey story is one that's really in crisis right now. Then that the government should do all it can to try to protect that industry going through what hopefully will be just short-term posturing from President Trump.
Danny McCoy, Chief Executive of the Business Representative Group, IBEC, thank you for speaking with us today.